Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. A pleasure to have you with me. 855 from Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. You become part of the conversation. And then you become part of the solution. You get the information you need to move forward to understand what's happening. Right? I know. I say it all the time, but when you guys start doing it on a regular basis, I guess I won't have a problem, will I? Right? You'll get it done, it'll be done, and we'll all be happy. Again, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. A lot of news to get to today. As you saw over the weekend, you know, Israel was attacked by Iran. Unwarranted. Just amazing to me. And what is the, you know, everybody's up in arms about it, right? The UN's going to pass a resolution, going to condemn Iran for what they did. Joey B. steps up and says, hey, you know what? This is wrong. We stand with Iran. I mean, we stand with Israel. I mean, Iran. No, I mean, he stands with Israel, but he's not for them to do anything. And I mean anything. To defend themselves or to retaliate, right? It's just amazing. And which is why, thank God, this man wasn't president when 9/11 happened. Okay? I mean, in all sincerity. Now, of all the things, I want you to think about this. Of all the countries, because, you know, we hear how everybody hates Israel. But of all the countries to help Israel, right, they got so much help from unlikely sources against the Iranian missile attacks. Jordan, they shot down an Iranian missile, and other Arab states may have even provided intel as to what was coming in and when and where it was coming in from. And the Arab nations, they've got complicated motives for, you know, helping Israel. The skies over Israel lit up Saturday night, right? It's iron, the Iron Dome that, who was it? Tlaib said, it was unfair for America to give them that. It was unfair for them to have that. Why? Because you can't, you and your people can't wipe them out? No, come on, let's be honest about it, right? Because you and your people can't wipe them out. Why would you care what they had to protect themselves? Remember, it's a defensive device. Really that simple. It's a defensive device. Why would you care? It's just amazing. So the Iron Dome shot down hundreds of missiles and drones that were launched by Iran. The assault was a retaliation for Israel's deadly strike on Iran's consulate in Syria. Now Iran is running around again, although this time they've got like $1 billion that we sent over there for them to fund Hamas and the rest of those the terrorist groups. Every country over there knows that Iran is a supporter of terrorism. Every country over there knows. Apparently we don't. Apparently we think it's okay just to say, you know what, they shouldn't be doing that. And you know, Iran, we didn't, you know, it's their money. We had to give it to them. It's, I can't do enough dope to understand this. And you know what I mean by that. I cannot do enough drugs to understand why you keep giving billions of dollars to a regime that's hell-bent on wiping out Israel, hell-bent on wiping out Jews across the planet, not just there. Not just in Israel, and you're okay with that. If you support Biden in supporting Iran, you are okay with the demise and the wiping out of Israel. Anyway, Israel said it shot down 99% of the drones, cruise, and ballistic missiles that headed its way. In doing so, it received help from unlikely sources, which were Arab nations, Jordan, which has been in the past a fierce critic of Israel's campaign in Gaza, said it intercepted projectiles fired by Iran that entered its airspace. It also appeared to open up its airspace to Israel and U.S. fighter jets. Now, I can't pronounce it. Jordan's former information minister defended the move on Sunday. Jordan's duty is to protect its lands and its citizens, he said. What Jordan did yesterday was to simply protect its airspace. Jordan may have complicated motivations for backing Israel, right? But one writer said that the country shares its border with Israel and often works with Israeli authorities. Look, they were getting along when Trump was president. Explain, please. No, really. I mean, remember, he was going to get us in World War III. Remember that we had more peace on the planet when Trump was president. And in a relatively short period of time, Joe Biden has turned this into a war-torn planet. Not a country, but a planet. And for you Dems who keep hiding behind your ideology or your politics, shame on you. You're just as responsible for these deaths as Iran is and the rest of them. Joe Messina will be back with Kimberly Moran when we return.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get ready. Seriously. You know what I mean? Again, get in, like I always say, get informed first. Once you're informed, make it happen. Don't jerk around. Don't play these games. Use the information you have and make sure you truly know what's going on. I only bring on people that truly know what's going on. That's why I have Kimberly Moran with me, right? I mean, seriously. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, I mean, seriously, I was just joking with her during the break, and I said, it's funny, when you're on the radio or you write a regular column and that kind of thing, whenever something happens like happened this weekend with Israel, your phone starts to blow up with text messages, phone calls, emails, the whole nine yards. You know, are we World War III? What's going on? What's happening? And I said, hey, you know what? I don't know. My crystal ball doesn't work anymore. But, you know, the bottom line with it is, if you leave the Jews alone, if you let Israel do what it does, they'll fix this in a couple of days. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Seriously. And that's why Biden won't leave them alone, because they don't want them to fix this. That's why Biden and Democrats for the past, you know, even when Obama was around, gave, you know, helped Iran. So there you go.
Yep.
They want World War III. I mean, I saw this over the weekend. I'm like, oh, yeah, just in time for the election. World War III's coming. Yep.
I said it to a couple other people. So let me see. We got pandemic. We've got wars. And all we need now is locusts. We're done, you know?
They will come. They will be here.
Yeah, no, it's just amazing. But there were a couple of things over the weekend that were kind of interesting, right? So the Saudis, the United Arab Emirates, and they called for peace in the region, or they're calling for peace in the region. And there's information going around that's saying they had information as to when these attacks were going to happen and how, and that they let the Israelis know. They actually gave the information to the Israelis, which is not the norm in that area, if you would, but they got the help. So they got more help from the Saudis than they get from the U.S.
Yeah, I'm sure the U.S. knew, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much, though. I don't trust these people at all anymore.
The U.S.? Our government?
Yeah, the U.S.
I don't trust them at all. they will do anything to harm us, the people that are running the country right now. That's my opinion. They will do anything that they can to harm us. That's what they want. I have never, there has never in history been an administration who hated this country so much. And it's obvious they hate this country so much. It's not just me saying, oh, they just don't like the U.S. No, it's obvious based on their actions. Not only their actions within our country, but their actions on the global stage as well.
Oh, no question. I'm with you. No question about it. I mean, when you look at what's happening, you look at what's going on overseas, you look at what's happening here, and what exactly is the administration do to fix any of this? I mean, I'm surprised they haven't sent more money to Iran because they lost these drones last night or over the weekend.
Right. Right, exactly.
Seriously.
I'm sure we'll replace them.
Yeah, and so, again, when you look at what's happening, I think they realize that if they allow personal opinion, nobody's told me this, but I think some of the countries over there realize that if you allow Iran to get away with this, if you allow them to go unfettered, unchecked on anything, that, you know, they're next. They're next in the sights. What's going to stop them from going after the Saudis, the Emirates, or any one of those other countries over there that don't quite agree with the way that they do?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yep.
When you have the support of the U.S., what does that mean? Nothing.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
When you have, you know, the biggest supposed supporter of democracy, quote unquote, not actually supporting democracy, that's a problem.
Yeah. No, totally agree with you. And then again, you look at October 7th, right? Terrorist attacks killed, what, 1,200 plus Israelis, no warning, no anything. And you know this, I'm sure a lot of other people don't, but they were in the middle of a ceasefire at that point.
Right.
Right. And so technically Hamas broke the ceasefire.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course they did. They always do.
And then the UN emergency resolution condemning what Iran did. However, Got to put a big butt there, right?
Yeah,
yeah. But you know, Israel, you need to make sure you have a measured response, and you know what? No, we need to make that the eighth great wonder of the world, the biggest lake, formerly known as Iran.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
Very, very, very irritating. I'll just put it that way. Anyhow,
it's disturbing. Honestly, it's really, really disturbing.
Well, what bothers me the most is that people, and again, I'm gonna, as much as I love them, and I mean it sincerely, I'm going to pick on the Jews a little bit here, the Jewish Democrats, and say, what are you doing? Why do you keep voting for this? You know, whether you love them or not, whether you hate them, or what have you, Trump did not have wars in the Middle East. Trump bought peace in the Middle East that we hadn't seen in decades, right?
Right. Yep. Yep, exactly. And but they hate that. They hate it. They pretend like they want peace, but they don't. Let's face reality here. They do not.
You don't like playing in fantasy land? What's wrong with
that? No, I'm not a Democrat. I live in reality.
Oh God. No, it's the problem is they're bubbling over. Everything they do is in your face. They don't really care what you think or say. They don't even care how it looks anymore. It's just ridiculous. And if you really want to see the hypocrisy of it all, you know, again, look at the states that are totally run by Democrats, where they are economically, where they are, you know, when it comes to being safe and that kind of thing.
Democrats are still on abortion. And I'm sorry, but if there are Americans that are more concerned about abortion at this point in time in this country's history, we got bigger problems.
Yeah, they still think that's the number one issue. You know that, right?
And it probably is for some left-wing women. And I'm sure in some states it is a bigger issue, but it's a state issue. That's where it gets worked out.
All right. Well, when we come back, I want to talk about the nut jobs in the nut jobs in California who are vehemently opposed to voter ID. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes with Kimberly Moran when we return.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. reaffirming its commitment to Israel's security as stated by President Biden during his meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq at the White House Monday. Biden emphasized that the U.S. and its allies assisted Israel in repelling Iran's recent attack over the weekend. Cities across the U.S. experienced organized protests against Israel Monday. The closure of the southbound lanes of the Golden Gate Bridge resulted in hours of traffic disruption. Protesters had also gathered on Wall Street in Manhattan, at the Port of Long Beach in California, and in other locations, and they had chained themselves to a Boeing plant in St. Louis, Missouri, and blocked an entrance to a jet engine plant in Middletown, Connecticut. Monday marked tax day, and according to the IRS, most taxpayers can expect to receive the refund about 3 weeks after filing. However, if you chose to file on paper or are waiting for a check rather than opting for direct deposit, the process may take longer. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can get into the chat room. Smarter people than myself in the chat room. I'm telling you, pay attention. They're there. And don't be just a viewer. Say something. Write something. Text something. Anyhow, Kimberly Moran joins me as she does every week, kind of kick the week off. Let's talk about some of the stuff that didn't happen over the weekend. You know, that people, they're keeping it hidden so we don't know about it. But then, you know, that's our job. We ferret it out and talk about it. So, Kimberly, how are we doing?
Well, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. And you're coming into the wonderful weather time in New England, aren't you?
Yes, finally. Yay!
No more snow up to your knees. Oh, God. I told you a few weeks ago here, I had to use a credit card to get my ice off my window. Seriously.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, never expected. Not like I go down to the auto parts store and buy me a window scraper.
That's funny. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
You know, you don't think about those things around here, you know?
No, you just get them. Matter of fact, you get them in the supermarket, right? While you're going down the aisle.
A scraper?
Grab one. Yeah.
100%.
Yep.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
So we do have some little islands here in California of conservatism. And Huntington Beach, California is one of them. They are very, very conservative in that area. Conservative city council. And but on Monday, California officials are suing Huntington Beach over a new law that lets the city require voters to provide identification to cast ballots at the polls starting in 2026. Now, State Attorney General Robert Bonta, he's a real peach, this guy. Okay. He said that the measure approved by voters in Southern California city of nearly 200,000 people stands in conflict with state law and could make it harder for poor, don't you love this, make it harder for poor, non-white, young, elderly, and disabled voters. Isn't that everybody?
Yeah, right?
Right? That's 80%. He just named about 80% of the population.
Right.
See, non-white, what he means is people of color, obviously. Young, every young person can't get an ID. Really? What did that happen? The elderly or disabled, which is
who cannot get an ID.
Exactly.
Every person in this world, in this country, can get an ID. Every single one. And you can even get, if you do need help, there's services to help you get one at a discounted fee, if that's the case.
Yeah.
There's no excuse. Every single person in this country can get an ID. Even the illegals.
Yes. I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
They can actually go to their local consulate and get an ID, you know?
Yep.
But one lunatic out of California says, well, the right to freely cast your vote is the foundation of our democracy. Well, first of all, we're not a democracy. Can we stop doing that? And secondly, right. I'm sure our founding fathers were very much on board with anybody coming in from anywhere able to cast a vote, right?
Right.
I'm sure. God, that's why when you come into the country, they make you take a citizenship test so that you know what the laws are, you know what the rules are, and you know what we're looking for. But I guess.
Right.
How many legislators do you think will pass a citizen test?
Probably none. I'm going to go with almost zero.
That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
God. I actually mentioned to one of our higher-ups in my school district, and I said, you know, can't we make it so when a kid, I hate when you call them kids, when a student is taking like a government class or a history class, but when they take the government class, they should be able to pass the citizenship test, don't you think?
Yes.
They looked at me like I had three heads.
We can't. Yeah, no. They can't. Let's have them pass citizenship test.
Go ahead, say that three times.
Of today, but also... Why did we ever change about the testing of the history of this country? It didn't change from when they used to teach it. You know, I mean, obviously we added New Year's on, right? That yeah. part, you know, we teach newer history as well. But there's a lot of basics in our general history that didn't change. Then that information and that historical context should not change.
No, you're 100% right. I can't argue with you because, again, I tell people all the time, I remember, going to school in Boston and we had history. We had government. We had history. We had to understand the big milestones in the country's history. Now it doesn't seem to matter. And why we got where we got and how we got where we got doesn't seem to matter to anybody. Crazy.
Right.
I think it is.
Right. One of the things that is always interesting, you know, in English lit in college, say, right? You read a book that's written in the 1900s, and when you're doing your analysis of it or whatever, you know, you often talk about that period of time, but you can also bring it into the context of today. But nobody seems to be able to want to do that. They just want to get angry and about what happened a gazillion years ago, not understanding why it was happening a gazillion years ago.
Yeah.
Nope. And that's, we don't teach children how to critically think anymore. And that's, you can see that in the Democrat Party, especially.
No kidding, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and they're afraid to teach them to think. I mean, think about it here in California. I know it's like in New Hampshire.
They don't want them to. Yeah.
But exactly. I'm telling people to get nuts with me when I say this, but I want you to think about something. Back in the days of Jim Crow, who promoted the Jim Crow laws? It was the Democrats, right?
Of course.
And in the Jim Crow laws, you could not educate a black person. And the fear was if they got educated, they would know what was being done to them. They'd be able to get out of it.
Right.
So what's happened in our schools?
Same thing. They're just applying, Democrats are applying what they learned way back then, what they knew way back then, they're applying, and they have been for years, so that we have a dumbed down electorate.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is amazing to me. And again, you're exactly right. I years ago, I spoke to a group of kids, a large auditorium full of kids at one of our high schools. And we were talking and I said, how many of you think we should just tear up the Constitution because it's old and it's outdated and we need to change it. And I'm telling you, probably 85% of the hands in the room went up. And I got a lot of friends that day because I said, well, either you're not listening to your government teacher or he or she is not doing a very good job because you already have the ability to change the Constitution. Okay, register to vote, get the information. You have the ability through the amendment process to change any law you want to. And if you think you're going to snap your fingers, burn it up, rip it up, shred it, and that's going to change everything, you're wrong.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And even our government teachers, and I'm sure you'll have something to say about this, still call this a democracy. They keep saying it has crept in everywhere. You don't see constitutional republic almost any place anymore.
No, I just said something about that today. They don't. Everybody, democracy, 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 because that's what they teach kids now. They don't teach them what a constitutional republic is. They don't teach them to understand it. I mean, for God's sakes, they're not even teaching them how to be able to read the cursive writing that it was written in.
Well, here's the other thing, right? I always talk about we are a representative government, okay? You vote the people in that represent your values, and, you know, different towns are a different place. We have a city here that is LGBTQ centric. It's West Los Angeles. And, you know, they have a, I think their city council is all LGBTQ. So that's what they chose. That's how they're choosing to live. That's how they're choosing to vote in people. Okay, I don't go over there and protest them and say, oh, no, we can't have this. This isn't going to work out. Because I realize it's a representative government. So here right. You have the voters in Huntington Beach. This isn't the council members. The voters in Huntington Beach, which is a city in a very conservative Orange County out here. It's actually, they call it Surf City, believe it or not. And, it's a beautiful, beautiful place, right?
Yeah.
And so the city council placed the voter ID measure on the ballot. It won handily from the voters. So this is what the voters want. And all of a sudden, the AG, who hates anything to do with conservatism or with, Republicans or anything along those lines, Christians, he jumped right in. That's it. We're coming after you. It's over. Unreal.
Wow.
Yep.
And that's one of the problems. I mean, the federal government has done that with voting stuff. State governments have done that. They don't want our elections to have integrity, period.
We're going to break. Be back in a minute. People, don't go far. A lot more with Kimberly Marin when we come back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Mm-hmm. Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Double C, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, I appreciate so much the time you spend with us here on the air, in the chat room, you know, Xing, I guess. Not called tweeting anymore, it's Xing now. You know what? Let me bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. I am so confused. I know, the old guy in the room, I get it, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, is it Xing? Is it tweeting? Is it private messaging? I don't even know what to call it anymore.
I still call it tweeting. It's hard to get off the Xing sounds a little bit odd.
Yeah.
Again. I'm not Xing people. I'm tweeting people. I'm messaging whatever.
Oh, so hey, Mark Cuban put out
I'm not
a fan, but whatever. I'm not a fan either, right? So apparently he paid his taxes today, and he put it out there for everybody to see. Wanted everybody to know that he pays his fair share. He paid a total of $275,900,000. Boy, does he have bad CPAs. right? Come on. You're telling me Hillary Clinton's paying anywhere near that, percentage-wise compared to income? or Trump or any of them for that matter?
No, tell people what he said.
Okay, let me see. Billionaire entrepreneur Mark Cuban has revealed how much he owes in taxes to the IRS. Cuban is good. He has to pay $275,900,000, according to a social media post. Let me see. After being asked by a writer if he or his corporations pay more than the required taxes in order to pay your fair share, I'd love to say to them, and you? Cuban replied that he pays what he owes. This country has done so much for me. I'm proud to pay my taxes every single year.
I will tell. Okay. He also said something on Twitter about paying taxes is patriotic. And all I have is two big middle fingers right to your face, buddy. Taxation is theft. Don't get me started on taxes. I did my taxes today. I am sick of sending those scumbags thousands of extra dollars for Zelensky. Or for, you know, wherever, whatever little, you know, dumb things they want us to pay for, all the illegals. I really wanted to claim a couple of illegals on my tax return because, you know, I am paying for them with the thousands of dollars a year I have to pay in taxes. Yes, I would like to claim some illegals. And what would the IRS really do if I claimed a couple of illegals as dependents? They are.
Yeah.
It's not a lie. We have Americans who are dependents. I mean, come on. You're taking my tax dollars for it. Why can't I get a break for it?
Yeah. Here's what I love about all of this, right? They don't put numbers, you know, I owe you, I pay my fair share, blah, 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 whatever. They don't put the numbers in perspective. First of all, Trump was right when he said, you know, and I use the same tax laws that her donors use to avoid paying taxes, okay? I'm smart. I use the law, and I only pay what I absolutely have to. This guy's worth $5.4 billion, all right? And $275 million is cookie jar money, right? It's the money your mom used to hide in her bra and give it to you when you needed it. This is not a big deal for him.
So. Right. Oh, no. And believe me, that was the bare minimum he had to pay. Okay. He pays big money to the best CPAs he can find to make sure he only pays the bare minimum. When he says, I only paid what I owe, that's because he got all the tax breaks and all tax credits, whatever, that are in the law, within the law, to pay the bare minimum of what he owes. Yeah. So a lot of people might think, $275 million is a lot of money. It's like you said, it's not when you're a multi-billionaire. But let me tell you, it's still the bare minimum of what he had to pay.
Oh, yeah. You know that.
Anybody who doesn't try to pay the least amount of taxes is a lunatic.
Yep.
Lizzie Warren, she used to say, you know, she's always on about taxes. She didn't. In Massachusetts, there's a box where you can check and say, I want to pay extra money to Massachusetts government. She never did.
Oh, well, I was going to say, maybe you better check. Maybe she did. I don't know.
No, we did check, believe me. Yeah. We did check.
Well, I love the way he talks about how, you know, when he was working, you know, he bought tax-free bonds to save on taxes. He learned how to do that at a young age. He said, I also located and funded a company in an opportunity zone that saved me on my taxes. And so he took advantage of all these laws and tax rules that he's making fun of Trump and others of doing, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah, I mean.
Wait a minute. He says, I always get audited, so it's not worth the risk. Well, here's the thing. Anybody who's been paying attention to this show, when I bring Dan Pilla on, the tax guy, he said, look, all these major corporations, GM and Micron, and all of them, they have tax auditors embedded in their accounting departments, right? Well-known.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. So, yes, you're being audited 24/7, but they're there to work with you so you don't make mistakes and they get their money.
All companies, all big companies especially, have entire departments that are devoted to that type of accounting. Auditing departments. I was an accountant. I, you know, that was my major in school. they have people devoted to that so that they make sure that everything is, you know, all the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted, so everything is perfect so that the company doesn't get into any trouble. And now on top of that, if the IRS says, we're going to audit you this year, mind you, all big public companies have to have audits by public auditors, right? We already know that.
Yep.
But if you're a private company, you still have these people in place because you want to make sure that if the government decides to audit you, again, you still have everything in order, and you're going to spend a ton of money on CPAs anyway to help with it.
Look, when you're making that kind of money, you're worth over $5 billion, $10 billion, $100 billion. It's nothing to have somebody there to watch over this stuff. It would be nothing to pay your IRS to have a very, you know, two or three people in that accounting office going over things, making sure, you know, they could never audit you if you think about it. If they waited to audit you when they thought you did something wrong, there's no way they could go through those books and they know it. You know?
Whoops, sorry, I was amused. No, they couldn't. It would take way too long.
Yeah.
A lot of them are just random, or there are certain industries that they just do at certain times, whatever.
But I think even at the smallest level, I think it's just Rich that he gets on others for taking advantage of the tax laws. You know he's taking advantage of the tax laws, and then he goes on to talk about when he was growing his business, how, without saying it, how he took advantage of the tax laws to grow his money, right?
Yep. Yeah, so. Exactly. But if other people that he doesn't agree with do it, then they're bad.
They're jerks. They're bad. Right. They're whole nine yards. I get it. You know.
Yeah.
I used to watch him on Shark Tank, and he always irritated me because he called any medication that wasn't prescribed by a doctor, that wasn't made by a pharmaceutical company, snake oil.
I told you he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Let's just go with Big Pharma. The people who, you know, screwed up AZT and the AIDS epidemic and the people who screwed up COVID and the people who screwed us with opioids. Yeah, let's go with them.
Well, no, and the thing I find really interesting is that most drugs, not all, you know, take the simplest form of aspirin, right? Where did it come from? Where do a lot of these basic drugs, where did they start? Well, they started off with natural remedies.
Yeah.
That worked, and then they were turned into chemicals after that.
Right, they mass produced them so that they could help more people around the world.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I find this all interesting that these guys think that pharma is what it's all about, and probably because they have stock in pharma. I don't know.
Most likely. Most likely they have a portfolio that has some kind of stocks in it. I guarantee all these tools made money during COVID. Guarantee it.
Oh, Nancy Pelosi. I want her. I want to know who her stockbroker is. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, it's probably someone like inside Congress.
I was going to say it's the journalist there inside of Congress going, hey, they got to pass this bill. But she made the bulk of her money when they passed all those credit card laws.
Oh, right? She made tons of money. Yeah. She's surprisingly, quote unquote, and I'm being sarcastic, made all kinds of money when bills happen to be, you know, pass, and that's why they won't ever do that insiders trading, you know.
Oh, no kidding.
Bill, they won't ever pass that. Because no matter how you go into Congress, it seems you come out a millionaire.
Yeah.
Which I always find interesting.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. I want to take their stockbroker class. There's something, when you come out with that kind of money, it's just amazing.
Right, right.
Yeah, It gets to the point where you're sitting there going, I know I'm not, but am I the only one seeing this? Is this for real?
You're not. Yeah. They just don't. That's not something they want to talk about very often. Ooh. But if you look at the finances of people who when they went into Congress versus when they actually finally leave Congress or after just being there for a few terms, you notice it.
Yeah. All right, Kimberly, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate your time with me. Where do they find you again?
GraniteGrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
There you go. And
or X,
you got to go after her Twitter feed. It's hilarious. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a little bit. Don't go far. You're stuck with me for the next hour. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Come.